Some introductory remarks about the mitzvah of halakhos neiros in general. Thank you very much, Josh Rosenberg. So the mitzvah of lighting candles on Erev Shabbos is actually threefold. There's three mitzvahs and three nyanim that are accomplished: Kavod Shabbos, Onig Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. So the last one, Shalom Bayis, is a very practical concern. Rashi famously says that the lighting of Shabbos candles for Shalom Bayis actually is based on a pasuk, the Gemara says in Bamed Likin, so you don't trip on things and fall on various items that were left on the floor. Erev Shabbos, when people are cleaning up or didn't clean up, and everyone knows you walk into a room and you trip on something, so your knee-jerk reaction is, who left this here? In order to help everyone avoid any discord, if you can see where you're going, so you'll prevent a lot of shalom bias problems. And again, there's a pasuk that reinforces that. But the actual mitzvos that we can list in association with halakhos neiros are Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos. Both of them come from the Pesukim in Yishai and Ches, we discussed earlier in the year. And the pasuk continues, v'karaso l'Shabbos Onig. So there's an aspect of Kibud, honoring Shabbos, Onig Shabbos as well. The Vilna Gaon explains the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos is that Kavod is everything you do before Shabbos begins. Onig Shabbos is everything you do on Shabbos. In other words, kavod is preparing the house, preparing yourself, getting dressed, cleaning, preparing food. You're honoring a guest that's coming. So if a guest was coming, you would clean up the house, you'd get dressed, you'd prepare a meal. Shabbos is coming, that's your Shabbos guest. So that's the mitzvah of honoring when you welcome in Shabbos. Owning Shabbos is everything I enjoy on Shabbos now in the presence of that guest, such as the meal that is served on Shabbos. One way to understand the nature of this obligation and of these mitzvahs is that they're subsumed under the pasuk of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekacho, the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos. The losases, the malachos, and the surim of Shabbos are all part of Shamor as Yom HaShabbos Kacho. Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho is the positive mitzvahs, such as making kiddush, such as the sudos we eat on Shabbos, and kavod v'onik Shabbos fall into that category. It happens to be that when we talk about Shabbos candles, one of the few examples of ways that a person honors Shabbos that get both kavod and onik, you light it before Shabbos. So it's the preparatory act of welcoming in the Shabbos with this special ambiance. You light the candles in honor of Shabbos. And they're also there on Shabbos. You benefit from the light, whether it be the Shalom Bayis aspect or the Gemara says in Yuma that you actually enjoy the meal more when there's more light in the room where we're eating. In general, there's more light in the house. So you have a more positive attitude. It's easier to be happy. And that's why there's higher rates of depression during the winter months when things are dark and dreary and gloomy. So people start acting dark and dreary and gloomy. When the sun starts shining in the spring, people start going to play baseball. You feel good. You feel happy. Okay, number three. If this is true, yes, positive psychology, Ayin Shum. Number three, if so, the mitzvah really shouldn't be limited to women, per se, because it's shaykh to everybody, right? Everyone has obligations towards these mitzvahs. If anything, the women are the chiddush, that it's mitzvah shazman grama, nevertheless, they're still chayiv in these positive aspects of Shabbos. Why is it that they're chayiv, even though it's mitzvah shazman grama? Because there's the hekesh, kol she yeshno bishomer, yeshno bizachar, right? The Gemara says that anyone who has the obligation to perform to observe the negative mitzvahs of Shabbos, the losa says, is connected. That's why Hashem said it as one utterance together at the Kabbalah Torah, because there's that connection between Shomer and Zachar. If you're Chayav in the Shomer, Chayav in the Zachar as well. That's where women come into Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah Shazman Grama. But why should the women be the ones to light? So the minhag for women to light comes from two aspects. Number one, practical consideration, that generally the women's responsibilities in the home will include the aspects of preparing the home, such as lighting the Shabbos candles. She's more likely at home, so it's a good. It makes more sense for that to be under her domain, especially if you think about just the timing in that short window between when we usually light candles. Let's say 18 minutes before Shkia, before the sun sets. So the husband, in theory, if he hasn't davened mincha up until that point, should be in shul davening b'tzibur. A woman doesn't have a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. She can daven mincha at home. She should daven mincha at home before she lights candles. She should not time it in such a fashion that she's davening mincha after candles. But she should try to daven mincha every single day. But on Erev Shabbos as well. But she doesn't have to be in shul at the time when she be lighting candles. So it makes more sense for that to be under her domain as well, not the husband's. But on a deeper level, we're told that women are uniquely connected to the mitzvah of Lakos Neros because Chava, the first woman, on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon of creation, was responsible, as it were, for extinguishing the Nero Shel Olam, the light of the world, the neshama of the very first human being, of Adam Harishon. So she brought death into the world, eating from the Eitz Hadas, and then she shared the fruit from the Eitz Hadas with her husband, with Adam Harishon. So therefore, as a tikkun for that Avera, which took place, again, on Erev Shabbos, so the mitzvah of lighting the candle, lighting the candles was given to two women. Okay, but as we said, the mitzvah is an obligation on every member of the household. It just happens to be that the woman is the one discharging the other members of the household. She doesn't have to have in mind, you know, like I'm being motzi the other people in the household. It's automatic. It's not like kiddush, not like shomei kohenah. But someone in the house has to do it. And the minhag is that the woman, under normal circumstances, if she's around, if she's healthy, should be the one to do it. But as we'll discuss, the man's chelik, and if she happens to be away, my wife was in the hospital for most of our children's births. They were born, except for one, they were born on Friday morning, Shabbos, etc. So she wasn't at home. So I was sleeping at home. So I lit the candles at home. Just because she's not doing it doesn't mean that another member of the family should not do it. Furthermore, because a man is still very much connected to the mitzvah, as we said, we do have specific guidelines to ensure that the husband has a chelik in the mitzvah as well, brought down at the poskim. And he should make sure that that these are his responsibilities, among other things that he does to help prepare for Shabbos, namely preparing the candlesticks, putting them in the right location. You know, sometimes people have the candlesticks on the table for Shabbos, but they put them on the side near the break front or whatever during the week. So he should put them in the proper place. He should put the oil or the candles in the candlesticks so that they're ready to go when his wife is ready to light them. And also mention the poskim to light the wicks briefly, to singe them and then put them out. Because that helps the flame catch faster when his wife is lighting the candles later. If it's already been burnt a little bit, so then it'll catch the flame more easily, minimize the delay, and allow her to perform her mitzvah in the easiest fashion. Okay, number six. When should he do it? So obviously, anytime before he does it, before Shabbos arrives, it's acceptable. But Eitz HaTova not to wait for the last minute because you don't want to forget. You're running out to mincha, to davening, Erev Shabbos, and your wife is expecting all of her husband's responsibility to be taken care of, and then she finds that the candles are not lit. That's also Shalom Bayis, okay? So there's another aspect of Shalom Bayis inherent in the candles, making sure you do what you're supposed to do. But there's another advantage to doing it other times during the week. We know from the Gemara in Beitza that performing Shabbos preparations on other days of the week is another aspect of the mitzvah of Zachar Zom Shabbos Lekadsha, right? It's not just the Zachareu Al Yayin. That's one aspect of Zachar Zom Shabbos Lekadsha, to make Kiddush, to verbally acknowledge Shabbos. It's brought down in Rishonim also that that's the basis for singing Zemiros at the table, to verbally acknowledge the beauty of Shabbos. If you look through the words of Zemiros, they're generally extolling the wonderful Kedusha of Shabbos and the benefits of Shabbos and the gift of Shabbos. So that's the verbal acknowledgement on Shabbos itself. But the whole week, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadsho. What's the way we do it every single day at the end of the davening? The Ramban says, Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Yom Shini B'Shabbos. When we count our days of the week, there's no Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Yiddishkeit. That's a Goyish accounting system based on Greek mythology, right? But the count that we use is Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos. We're counting towards Shabbos. Likewise, any other pa'ulos, formal actions you do during the week can be covered Shabbos as well, even though it's not Shabbos. Some say that that's actually what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. What does it mean to be Shomer? Guard Shabbos? I'm protecting Shabbos? What does that mean? So Shomer, what else does Shomer mean? Shomer means to anticipate, to look forward to. When Yaakov hears the dreams of Yosef, so all the brothers are giving him a hard time, and they're upset that he's going to rule over them, and Yosef, and the pasuk says, the Aviv Shamar Es Hadavar. He guarded it. What does it mean he guarded it? It means he was waiting, Rashi says, anticipating when is the day going to come when Yosef, in fact, is the one that everyone is bowing down to. Soloveitchik said famously, America has many Sabbath observant Jews, Shomer Shabbos Jews, but not so many Erev Shabbos Jews. Because to be an Erev Shabbos Jew, it means to be constantly looking forward, not that Shabbos like freezes my week, you know, unexpectedly and or inconveniently, you know, in the middle of my workday on Friday. But my whole week is geared up towards looking towards Shabbos, and therefore doing things that are in preparation for Shabbos are fulfillment of that as well. It's brought down from the Maharil. It's Mishnah Berurah at the end of Reish Tzadik Tes. Maharil would fold his Shabbos talis. He had a special talis for Shabbos. It's appropriate to have a weekday talis, Shabbos talis. He would fold it right after finishing Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. What's the reason for that? So there's two reasons. The reason that everybody knows is that it's good for Shalom Bayis. That if you fold your tallis carefully after Shabbos, as for many halachic reasons we can talk about another time, you're not supposed to fold your tallis after davening on Shabbos, at least not in the proper way, you know, on the lines. We can talk about that another time. So right after Shabbos, you fold it properly and put it back into the bag. So it's brought down in Hasidic sources that it's a school for Shalom Bayis. But the reason the Maharil did it right after Shabbos was to begin the new week with a mitzvah. Right away, to be involved in something holy as soon as the weekday began. It's told that the Satmar Rebbe heard of someone who used to spend an unusual amount of time folding up his tallis at the end of davening Motzei Shabbos. And he said, I don't know about that school, but I can tell you about a school for a good Shalom Bayis. Instead of folding up your tallis, fold up your sleeves and go to the kitchen and help your wife clean up after Shabbos is over, do some dishes. That's also a school for Shalom Bayis. So that reason is very questionable. The real reason is because you want to start the mitzvah with a mitzvah preparing for next Shabbos. So in our home, Bezos Hashem, to the best of our ability, right after Havdalah, we replace the candles for next week's Shabbos candles so that they're ready at the first moment possible. And we can set the tone for the whole week to be Zocher Zem Shabbos Kacho, remembering Shabbos, and Shomer Zem Shabbos Kacho will ultimately lead towards that anticipation. Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll talk about other ways in which the husband gets involved and how this impacts on guys in their own private settings in a dorm, in an apartment, or the like.